Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the story now about working for the federal government and trying to make a difference. It's what motivates many people to become civil servants, since most of the jobs aren't glamorous. But when President Trump took office pledging to drain the swamp, the lives of some federal workers changed radically. As we hear from Patrick Madden of member station WAMU, who spoke with some of them and has this report.
Sanute Chandy has spent her legal career fighting discrimination. She's worked at public interest firms, at D.C.'s Office of Human Rights. But when the opportunity to lead the Civil Rights Division of the Health and Human Services Agency came along, that was too good to pass up.
Whether it be about language access or about health care for transgender individuals, reproductive rights, you have so much opportunity to do good within the federal government.
Scientist Joel Clement is a trained forest biologist, more at home sampling soil in the woods of Maine than huddled behind a cramped desk in D.C. But like Chandy, Clement realized the power of the federal government and joined the Department of the Interior in 2010.
The thing that seemed the most important to me was working with the Alaska Natives in the Arctic who are facing the impacts of climate change to the point where their villages are some of them, on the verge of being wiped right off the map.
Clement and Chandy became members of the Senior Executive Service, or SES, the top-ranking civil servants in the federal government. Congress created the SES after the Watergate scandal to attract the best and brightest into government. SES members could easily transfer between departments and put their sense of mission to use. Then Donald Trump was elected. Trump's mission has seemed to be focused on undoing many of Obama's civil rights initiatives. Here he is at the Values Voter Summit in October 2017.
But I pledge that in a Trump administration, our nation's religious heritage would be cherished, protected, and defended like you have never seen before. That's what's happening.
Chandy knew with Trump in office there'd be changes, especially when it came to her agency's role in making sure companies didn't discriminate against LGBTQ patients on the basis of religious freedom.
We now had leaders who had been activists against the very mission that we stood for.
Civil servants know their job is to carry out the political objectives of the administration, Democratic or Republican. And that can be tough, especially for people who came to work under a previous White House with different priorities and policies. If they don't like the new policies, they can leave. Vanderbilt professor David Lewis studies the federal civil service. He says what's different about Trump is that he's downright suspicious of the federal workforce.
I think just questioning the professionalism of civil servants and assuming that somehow partisan political views, or if you voted a particular way or contributed to a particular candidate, that somehow that determines the kind of behavior you'll engage in as a federal worker. Those things are unusual, I think, for presidents and pretty noteworthy.
And that attitude was certainly felt inside the agencies. One night in July of last year, Clement, along with dozens of other senior-level staffers at Interior, learned he'd been transferred. Instead of working with Alaskan tribes, he'd be collecting royalty checks from gas companies.
They were clearly doing a form of a purge, and I didn't know what to do.
The Interior Department wasn't alone. At the State Department, hundreds of career staffers, including former ambassadors, were reassigned to clerical work. Over at EPA, four high-level employees were sidelined after raising questions about former Director Scott Pruitt's spending and management. Norm Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute says tension between career civil servants and political appointees is normal and built into the system.
But we almost never see it used in a fashion designed to demand personal loyalty, to ignore malfeasance.
Ornstein says nowhere has that been more evident than at the senior executive service level, where federal rules make it easier to be transferred or reassigned.
And for the first time that I've seen in that 40-year history, we're seeing it used in a punitive way to intimidate or punish people who aren't viewed as loyal or going along with the program.
The White House didn't respond to a request for comment. Eventually, both Chandy and Clement decided to leave the federal government. Both found work at nonprofits. While it's unknown how many senior-level employees have resigned since Trump was elected or how many face transfers or reassignment, it is known that this administration is full of vacancies. And at the same time, the administration has taken tangible steps, like making it easier to fire federal employees, weakening their unions, and trying to cut their pensions. David Lewis of Vanderbilt says if enough federal workers leave, sooner or later, we'll all feel the impact.
And if people with that kind of expertise are no longer there, then it becomes very difficult to do things like, you know, ensure fair housing or write good rules or land planes.
Lewis says we're likely to have to live with these consequences for a long time. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Madden.